Hey guys, welcome to another Angler News Fishing Destination Report. This is Mazeppa Bay on the 24th of June 2022. I am your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. If you are looking for anything to do with your customized fishing shirt, give us a call on 031-267-0249 and we can get creating for you. Now, back to the fishing report. We are with Owen Richter as always. He's our man in Mazeppa and he reports that the fishing is cooking. Lots of sharks, lots of edibles, and he's talking about some fishing limitations this week, as well as some very handy tips when it comes to our tackle. So I'm going to leave it to Owen to tell us all about it.
Well, guys, it's me, Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. Never too late to say, listen, Mazeppa Bay is still, it's still cooking. I've got some friends down there, Aviv, and the guys been catching some nice sharks. Same with the edible fishing. The guys go out in the evenings or late afternoon, going to go target some salmon and some shad that are moving around. Yeah, listen, guys, this time of the year, yeah, please, I'm being straightforward. Don't be greedy and try and take over your quota and share. That's elf. It's four per person. And please, guys, yeah, size counts. These little razor blade ones, throw them back. It doesn't even help you keep them. I know some guys, yeah, it's good for live bait and stuff like that, but it's the size is there for a reason. So, yeah, stick to bag limits, the same as your salmon, your cob. Don't go in there and think, listen, in the evening you'll catch 4 or 5, take off 4 or 5. You're just making it more harder for the rest of us and in the future. Tackle-wise, yeah, heading down to the Wild Coast, always remember, guys, take a spare hour with, take some glue for a front hour with. Accidents happen and there's nothing worse when you're in your first day, your first evening, and you slip and you break a front hour, or something happens, a little ring inside your hour breaks and starts cutting your braid. So yeah, always make sure you take a spare hour with and some glue. You get some of this, some glue. I just use super glue, guys. I take super glue in, and if I want it off, I just take the lighter, I heat up the hour and the super glue like starts to like crack and I turn the honor. That's the way I do it. But yeah, every hour's got a different stroke. Getting straight back to Mazeppa. Yes, listen, I've been catching some nice sharks. I've been seeing some greys, some raggies. So the guys, one or two guys will be fishing for some sharks during the day and the other guys will be hunting some edibles. Yeah. So nevertheless, gentlemen, that's the news from Mazeppa Bay. The sardines, the pilot trolls are moving up and down the coastline still, so there's still a lot of fish around. The guys going out on the boats have been catching some nice geelbacks. I've been also noticing the guys catching geelback. Remember, in the East Coast, you only allow 2 geelback on a boat per person, not 222, only 2. So, yeah, be safe out there, guys, and tight lines. Till we chat next week.
Guys, that is Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. Always remember, if you want to have the best experience out at Mazeppa Bay, give Owen a call. So this is one of the features of Angler News South Africa. This one was Mazeppa Bay, but we will be bringing you more destinations on the show. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow from whichever podcast channel you are listening from. This feature was brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. So don't forget, if you are looking for those customized fishing shirts, give us a call. Once again, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugreem. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.